Hi guys, welcome to episode number 34 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling. How are you today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, this is Sandra speaking. I'm a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. If you want, you can send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You know, you can always chat with me inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Also, you can look for workbooks and planners for your fashion business in our Etsy store. And if you need more guidance and support, please check out the Fashion Business Online Incubator program. I'll leave links to that below. But most importantly, I have here today two incredible guests with me, and we are going to talk about an incredible online platform that has been created for you guys, fashion business owners like myself. I use it. I love it. It's a B2B and B2C platform that caters to the fashion industry. It is free. It doesn't take any fines or anything from you. It's totally free. And in this platform, you can connect with fashion business coaches, with pattern makers, with sample makers, with trim vendors, anything really that you need to come up with your garment collection. And today I have here their beautiful founders, Marta and Tirsa. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here with me today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yay, how are you guys?
Well, it's a great day.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm so happy that you guys are here. We've been doing a lot of talking behind the scenes, but this is the time to bring the conversation forward and share with everyone. I'm so happy that you guys are here. I wanted to start the conversation by telling the audience a little bit more about your backgrounds. Tirsa, if you want to go ahead and start.
Sure. So let me just say that, you know, my education was a design and merchandising background. And Marge and I have known each other since college. So, we've been friends forever, which is super exciting. And then from college, I realized I didn't know everything about how to actually go from making a pretty sketch to actually getting product finished and done in a manufacturing way. And so I got into that part of the industry doing product development, product creation, commercialization, working with supply chains, all the way through it. And I really found out that I love that part, and I stuck with it for my whole career until really even doing it in the consulting. And now we have Fashion Index, of course.
Yes. Awesome. So we started Fashion Index. I have, again, similar background to Tirsa. We're roommates in design school, and then both went into the industry, both wound up in the production side of the industry. I was in product development and production as well. And we did that for a good amount of time for everywhere from small businesses, I mean like small mom and pop, four people working there, mm-hmm. to like gigantic organizations. Tirsa worked for The Gap and Fox Racing, and I worked for Tommy Hilfiger and Jennifer Lopez and people like that. So it was like very big business that we got into. But what we realized also was having the experience of knowing all the people down the supply chain, one thing that was common was that everyone kept their greatest resources a secret, and it didn't help the resources. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to help those great resources be able to actually offer their own services, mm-hmm. on Fashion Index. And that's why we created Fashion Index, so that everyone can find anything that they need, connect with any person that they might need, whether it be a designer, a pattern maker, a coach, you know, a stylist, like everything, Sandra. Like, your mentorship is huge for people up and coming in the business. And this is where we want people to find you, you know, and connect with you. Not only that, but they can then take it to the next step and find whatever they need next on Fashion Index.
Totally. I find it super useful. And I've told you many times, I'm so grateful to have the platform also to redirect people and to find support and resources, because, mm-hmm. you know, all the time, you know, you work with designers, you work with stylists. I'm like, oh, I need this, I need that. And sometimes, depending on the state that they are, I'm like, I don't know. Well, here's a resource, yeah. for you where you can actually, right. go ahead. And you guys are super approachable, which I love. You are always on social media. We can text you, we can email you, so that is super helpful as well, which I wanted to point out to everyone. So yeah. t- Just tell the audience, you know, what are those things that people can do within the platform itself? I don't know, March, if you want to go ahead and explain.
Well, you can actually start from scratch, meaning let's say that you're just out of design school or you are not even from this industry and you just want to find resources and how do you create your great idea product. We have on Fashion Index, you go under the people category, it's fashionindex.com, INDEX.com, and you would go under the people category, and we recommend that you would start out with either a coach, a consultant, or a full service agency. Mm-hmm. Those three categories are different. Mm-hmm. The coach is someone who will actually give you the steps and guide you, and then you take over and do what you have to do to make your brand happen. Mm-hmm. A consultant actually works like side by side with you, and they are giving you the advice, but they're also giving you the resources to go to. They're working with those resources with you. Mm-hmm. So that you're not coming across as unprofessional enough or not knowledgeable enough. Mm-hmm. And because you want trim companies, fabric companies, and factories to take you seriously. Mm-hmm. And they really won't work with you usually if they don't feel like you know what you're talking about, because mm-hmm. they just don't have the time. It's not that they have bad intentions, mm-hmm. they just don't have the time. Mm-hmm. So if you have a consultant working side by side with you, mm-hmm. they are pretty much like guiding you the whole way, and they're walking hand in hand with you. Mm-hmm. Then there's full service agencies where you, if you have a great idea, but you know, like you're still doing your full-time job and you don't have enough time to, you can actually hand the whole project off to them, right. And they are actually working for you and they're going to make your product happen. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's really our first advice, is to start there. Mm-hmm. However, if you are further along in the industry, you can literally have a designer, you can hire a designer. If you are, I'll tell you, I'm a production person. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a great designer, and it would be detrimental to myself if I tried to design and do production. But I could hire a designer on Fashion Index, and I could hire my tech designers and my sample makers right there on Fashion Index. And you're kind of like, what Tirsa says is you're creating your tribe. Mm-hmm. You're really like, you're coming here and you're finding all the resources you need, and then in addition, mm-hmm. you're finding your trim vendors, your packaging vendors, your fabric vendors, and then you move to the next stage, which is your facilities. Are you doing embroidery? Are you doing sublimation print? Are you doing, like, what are you doing on your garment? Mm-hmm. And then these are the places to connect with those mm-hmm. factories. Totally. And vendors, as well as shipping people as well. So, and now we've also added wholesale, which is, mm-hmm. so we work with a lot of influencers as well, and influencers who don't really want to start from scratch. They're not looking to recreate the wheel, mm-hmm. and they would rather buy, connect with wholesalers mm-hmm. who are either doing drop shipping programs, right. or are doing low minimum programs where they can actually customize the product with their labels, with their prints, with their whatever they need, and you're buying in low minimums and shipping so that you have a chance to like really capture that business. But we have a range of amazing. Very big wholesalers as well, so if you're a very big influencer, it would just be easy to just connect and go. It's seamless.
That's incredible. I didn't know that yeah. part. That's awesome.
So,
you know, me as a fashion entrepreneur, I kind of know the answer, but obviously we're talking here for everyone to get to to do this with us. You know, how do you, me as a fashion entrepreneur, get involved and be on the platform, list my services, connect with people? And also at the same time, another question is, because I know people are wondering, like, who are these people listed here? Do you vet them? Like, how does that work? So two questions in one. First, like, how do I get involved in the platform and list my services and connect?
Tirsa, you can tell Sandra how everyone gets involved.
Yeah, so the platform is really user-friendly. You know, it's easy. You can just sign up. If you're a user, it's literally your name and your email, and you're in. And with that information, it will give us the ability to send communication emails to you. We try to be really helpful, especially for the new companies, new businesses starting out, to be, you know, to let them join our community, to talk to them. We send emails of know, here's some great suppliers so you can get to know them. Mm-hmm. We send informational things. We also have a blog that we do, which is, we try to make it very informational based, really, really speaking to the young entrepreneurs of how to do things, how do things work. You know, and that's, we spend a lot of time doing that because we really want you to be well informed, mm-hmm. And to make it easy to be part of our community, easy to really get to know the suppliers. We also do a lot of social media, the same thing. So you can get to know the suppliers like we get to know the suppliers. So, right. So they're not just strangers to you. So you can know, like, and trust them and make sure that you're connecting with somebody that, that works for you and has the same beliefs and understandings and expectations. You know, two things that we really believe at Fashion Index is, one, try to make it local. Reduce your footprint. Try to do it as local to you as possible. Yeah. Not only does it reduce your footprint, it also lifts up your community by employing people near you. And so if you lift them up, they can lift others up, and that's really a great thing. And I think it makes everybody feel good about it, about themselves. Not only that you're doing something locally, but you're helping the local community survive and even thrive. And the other thing is make it as sustainable as possible. Really understand your supply chain. You know, like, we love talking about the sustainability of everyone listed on our platform and what unique things that they can offer. Mm-hmm. Anything from, you know, the organic, the natural, the recycled, doing everything closed circle. You know, like, how do you handle your water? What do you do with this and that? And, you know, they're not greenwashing. They're actually doing it, and it's super exciting.
And so that is kind of part of the vetting process, Sandra. Yeah. Like, we really get in and talk to people. We find out, what are you really doing? Mm-hmm. And then we're actually showing people in a video, mm-hmm. when they're connecting with them, how this is all happening, mm-hmm. so that they feel more comfortable about what they're, you know, getting into.
Totally. Yeah. And I want to point out, because me as a user, I'm registered with you guys and I receive the emails, and what they're telling you guys, it's true. I get their emails constantly, and it has helped me, you know, get to know the other members included in this community. And me as a content creator, because I create a lot of content for my community, right? It helps me, like, oh, I can have this person in my podcast. Like, hey, this person asked me about a designer in this state. I can connect them with them. Like, they give you a lot of support. They're not just saying it, they're actually
When we want, that's the thing, is we want more is more, in our opinion. Mm-hmm. If you can get great resources, the whole point is for you to get great resources off of Fashion Index, you know what I mean? Totally. And so the more people that we can connect, I mean, we feel like in this industry, it's almost like 6 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have this great knowledge in what, from wherever we came from and what we're doing, mm-hmm. and just by connecting with you, we're able to literally get the word out more. But, like, you're literally falling under, like, our whole stylist part of the business, mm-hmm. That we have on Fashion Index, because we know from talking to stylists how hard it can be to get product. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make it so much easier for you with Stylist Resource. You, mm-hmm. literally go on, you upload an image of something you're doing, and you say, look, I'm styling this event. Mm-hmm. You send it out to all the stylists on the platform, and then all of your ant responses come back in the form of a picture, mm-hmm. and then you click on the picture to, like, decide what you want to use for your shoot. These kinds of things, mm-hmm. Sandra, you know, they're gonna make everyone's lives so much easier.
Totally.
Literally, you're writing 100 separate emails, or you're, mm-hmm. sending one blast email out to all the stylists, mm-hmm. and all the resources on the wholesalers, mm-hmm. on the website,
right.
and saying,
right.
like, look, what do you have? Mm-hmm. What, right. do you have? And, right. if you want to offer stuff for our shoot, you know, totally. Shoot me a picture.
Yeah, totally. And if people, right. are worried about, you know, who am I talking to and everything, I have to mention, they do a lot of lives on Instagram, so you should follow them. We'll leave all the links below. Like, I've done a live with them, and I've listened, yeah. to many different lives, so you can get a feel of who you're talking to, who are you, before you even, right. approach them, and get to know, you know, their mentality, their philosophy, you know, what they're all about. So that, right. for me, it's really helpful, because, you know, a lot of times, you guys know, online business tends sending emails back and forth, you can waste a lot of time with people, right? But if you already get a feel from them, who they are and stuff, you can feel more comfortable. And especially when you're doing this kind of business, if you're, you know, putting together a brand, and it's a lot of responsibility. So I find it super helpful. So you guys have to check out their Instagram also, to check out the lives that they do, which are incredible. I also wanted to mention, you guys have a brand ambassador program, which is another way they can get, people can get involved. So I don't know, Mark, if you want to talk about that, tell us a little bit more.
So our brand ambassador program is basically, we try to get brand ambassadors who are, number one, somehow associated with fashion. It just, it makes more sense. You know, if you're, if you have a strong following, you have a lot of people who look up to your feed and your information. That's what we want to do, is we want to help connect your audience with the benefits they can get from being associated with Fashion Index. Mm-hmm. We literally are seeing such fantastic results with our brand ambassador program right now, that if anyone out there does feel like they have this criteria, meaning they're from the fashion industry or somehow associated with the fashion industry, and you have a great strong following and you want to help get the message out about the benefits of Fashion Index, honestly, you'd be a great partner, and please definitely reach out to us. Mm-hmm. It's been very successful. You can definitely see, again, all of our Instagram is all the live events we've been doing with our brand ambassador. I mean, right now, Swim Week was huge. You know, Tirsa and I have been crazy busy getting ready for one of our biggest trade shows of the year, which was Magic, and couldn't get to Miami. And O'Neill covered Miami for us, and he did an amazing job and made fantastic connections. And what I actually loved is, the minute we spoke to some of our friends in PR who have strong relationships with for a long time, and we told them we were sending our brand ambassador down, they like freaked out. They were like, we're gonna get him to this show, we don't come do promos with us, you know, like, they love it, and it was great. And you know, Tirsa and I cannot be everywhere,
of course,
all the time. And so it just made more sense. And we have another brand ambassador going to be in Italy for the Milan shows. That's going to be exciting.
That's gonna be so fun.
So we're super excited, and we just want to bring information to people, you know, like, literally, if you can't get there, just hop on and watch what it's all about, you know. Miami was a little bit different for us, because honestly, I'm not from the swim arena, and you'll know, in fashion, everything is kind of like, you have a lane and you stay in your lane. And swim was just not what I ever did, and so I didn't understand, honestly, even how to navigate Miami Swim Week, because it's all over the place. It's in several different locations. Mm-hmm. It's like, and New York Fashion Week is a little bit like that. Like, when you go out to Vegas, it's kind of you're in the pretty much between one of two places. Mm-hmm. And Miami was a little bit different, but honestly, getting there and now seeing it live, it feels like we've been there, you know, and it feels like much easier going forward. We know what to do, and we know who to communicate with to get where, you know, what the information you need to go to get to the shows. And that's what anyone else who doesn't know about these areas of the industry, if you're a swim company and you do not know about Miami Swim Week, you should know about Miami Swim Week, because it's huge. The number of new brands there was tremendous. And we saw the newest, like, innovation, most definitely, with all the new young companies. So it was really fantastic. So I love it,
and I agree with you guys. I feel like this is the future of the industry, like, us, you guys creating this kind of hub for everyone, I'm doing, what you guys are doing, providing all these resources, because anyone can participate in so many different ways, and we can all help each other. And it's crazy, because before, we used to go to in-person meetups and stuff like that, and somehow these things didn't happen. I guess management is a big part of it. You guys are putting all the resources together in the right way, and you guys are leading this. So I feel like this is the future, in terms of, like, everything is centralized there, and we can all participate and help each other out. But, you know, what do you guys see moving forward with what you have built so far, and where do you, what do you see for the members? Like, what is your vision with this?
Well, so the Well, first of all, the industry is definitely changing. You know, we did a real temperature check when we were at Magic, and I was telling Sandra earlier, you know, I didn't talk to a lot of the big box retailers because honestly, a lot of them really weren't there. The people there were the younger, smaller, more nimble companies who are able to flex and bend and change. Mm-hmm. And that's where the industry is going. I mean, the younger generations that are coming up now, which is, you know, are the ones that we really are speaking to in that understand the innovation, that understand the technology. And are willing to, they're willing to do the work to get to know a brand, to get to know their business partners, and they want to make sure that they agree with their thinking, they agree with what they're doing. They're no longer like, oh, you know, I just want this, or I just, like, I don't care how you got it. They care, they want to know, and so I see our community continuing to build, continuing to grow, continuing to talk about, you know, what makes your business unique? Why is it special? Why do you stand out? Why, what is it about you that's going to connect with your client, your customer, and how are you going to be able to genuinely help them and genuinely get to know them? And I think the real thing about the industry is, you need to be authentic now. You can't, this is not this lip service. This isn't just like a big splash ad campaign. This isn't all of that. I mean, people aren't interested in that. They're interested in what do you actually stand for, and where are you going to make a difference, and how are you helping the broader community? And I think our community really embraces that, understands that, and we love supporting it, and we love bringing on new people from if you're a resource of a people or if you're a business and you have
factories, facilities, print facilities, anything, embroidery, whatever you do. It's so funny. It used to be so you had to go to a big factory to do these things. That is not the case anymore.
The structure, I think that's something else we've learned with the pandemic and in life in general. The structure, the big stable structure, you know, rigid thing doesn't exist anymore. It's about flowing, it's about learning, it's about evolving. Like today we're talking about this, and maybe in a month we realize, you know what, people are needing more of this, so we have to go into that direction. And you know, there's a new social media platform, and now you have to be flexible and be comfortable in being uncomfortable.
Well, and the other thing is, when everybody had to stay home and everybody sheltered in place, the environment had a chance to breathe and to restore, and people saw that, and particularly the young people, I mean, they really saw it, and, you know, it was super impactful for them. So I think as a global community, we're a lot more aware, which I'm thrilled at, you know, and no longer is it go out and make hundreds of thousands of units and then figure out how to sell them or don't sell them, which is the really terrible part, because then a beautiful garment just goes in a landfill, and all the resources that it took to get it there just to end up in a landfill is the worst thing in the world. So you know, being more purposeful to what you're making, how much you're making, why you're making it, all of those things, that's the future. I mean, that's the future. And people also became a lot more comfortable with technology, especially the older generations, you know, who run most of these businesses, were forced to embrace technology in a way that the younger society already did, you know. And so, you know, you no longer need to be in an office to do this industry, which was always the feeling of, oh, you have to literally be right here. But now you have 3D technology that understands the way fit functions with fabrics function. You know, you can do so many more things more precisely before you ever cut a garment, before you ever do those things. And that's the wave of the future.
Totally. For sure. Totally. And it's super exciting. I don't know, guys, is there anything else you guys want to share? Tell them, you know, where to contact you. Obviously, I'll leave all the links below, but
I actually would love to just announce that we've just rolled out a second part of our platform, which is called the Fashion Index Job Board. There's a little green button right on the top bar of the website, and when you click on the job board, you can actually list yourself. The reason we created the job board is, number one, being in any industry, when a company posts a job, 1,000 people apply for that job, and the chances of you hearing back even is like slim to none.
Yeah.
So our take on the job board is you list yourself. Go on and see the tons of categories, guys. You list yourself. It is free. You list yourself. Let people come find you. And then you decide if you want to work with them. That's really the purpose of job board. And it is because there are so many specialties in this business. There are so many things. Mm-hmm. Also, so many new companies opening their own businesses, especially selling product online. And they actually can use every one of these categories. So check out the Fashion Index job board and please list yourself so this is our new PR thing, is just we are literally driving people to the job board to connect with people. We want to have success stories. We want to have you have the job of your dreams because you decided that you wanted to work with these people. It's and not the other way around. It's interesting when you're working for a large company. We've been talking about this a little bit on recent IG lives we've been doing, is people who are starting their own companies, it's because usually they've worked for a larger company, have fantastic experience, fantastic connections, but their work-life balance is just, no matter how much a large company tries and says that there is a work-life balance, I don't care what they say, we all know it's just not the case. And so that's why I feel like as a freelancer, you can decide. You decide, you're taking back your life, you're taking control of your life, and you're setting your prices, and the other thing is, you can decide how many clients you can work with at a time that you're comfortable working with at a time. You know, if one is just too overwhelming, you just say, it's not gonna work right now, I can't. Mm-hmm. You can't say that when you work for a large company. When you work for a large company, you have to keep taking on everything that they're throwing at you. You just have no choice, and that's where the work-life balance just doesn't happen, you know?
Totally.
So check out the Fashion Index job board, guys, really. And not to mention the community on Fashion Index, like you're saying, Sandra, you just meet the greatest, greatest people. And that's what I love, you know? It's like, we're all have that same common drive. We all have that entrepreneur spirit, like, you know what I mean? And it's wonderful to meet so many people who have this energy, you know. Totally. That's what's going to move us forward.
Totally.
And we'll all do really well. Like Tierce and I always say, more is more. Like, bring it on. Like, we have a bunch of our pattern makers who are actually like friends now through the platform, which is awesome because it's someone to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
totally
someone that you can actually, you know, go to, like, look, I'm having this issue. These guys are using the most advanced technology.
Mm-hmm.
Some using technology that even large companies are not using yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because they are so cutting edge, so cutting edge.
And, you know, no matter where you are and what stage you're in, and maybe you're just even thinking like, oh, I would like to have a fashion business. Maybe you're a teen and you're watching this video wherever, you fit.
Yeah.
You fit in this environment. There's something for you. You just have to start getting involved and connect with these ladies. And that's it. You just have to sign up to their email list to start getting those emails, start watching the videos. They create content all the time. Check out their social media. They're very active on Instagram. And start, you know, finding your way and getting involved. And it's gonna all work out. We're all here to support you 100%.
Yes. Definitely, you guys, reach out if you have any questions, honestly.
I want to thank you guys so much.
Of course.
I think, you know, we can talk forever. And if you guys have any questions, you guys listening, just send them our way. We'll connect you with the ladies over here. We'll be happy to do another episode if you guys, you know, want to focus on a particular topic or something.
Yeah. I would love to get some of the success story people on with us on the call. That would be great. We have some of the companies who are doing really well, and I'd rather have them talk rather than us talk.
Sounds good to me. Guys, yeah. if you know, thank you again. I mean, thank you so much for being here. Like I said, just send any questions. We'll connect you with them. I want to thank you personally because I always say they make my life easier. Their platform really helped us out. So we're very
thankful.
It's
fantastic, Sandra. Honestly, it's a pleasure. We love working with you. We love it.
Me too. If you guys like this podcast, you want to listen to more of this kind of content, let us know. Send us an email. If you have any questions for these amazing ladies, let us know too. If you have a moment, please subscribe, right, and show your support. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, and we'll just see you guys in the next episode. Okay?
Excellent.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Thank you, ladies.